Hello and welcome to Colin on Cars. And yes, I know it's been a while, but go on, you can admit it. You did miss me, didn't you? Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, we ran an interview with Anuri Deploy from the Herobourne Foundation ahead of the Herobourne 2021 run. And that has happened, and that's where I've been. 1,200 kilometres across the country, all on dirt roads, including the spectacular mountain passes of Nordeer's Neck and Lundin's Neck. And while the run was an epic adventure and everybody had an absolutely marvelous time despite 13 punctures, the real highlight was 40 or so very animated primary school children at the school in the village of Elliot in the Eastern Cape, all responding to Anuri's burn prevention education and laughing hysterically at burn runners who were all doing the stop, drop, and roll, which is the process. Should clothes catch fire, you stop, you drop on the ground, and you roll. And a great time was had by all, and they went away hopefully into the upcoming dry winter season when fires are very real and accidents unfortunately do happen, armed with a lot more knowledge, and they will be able to help others should there be any fire incidents. Problem with being away is all sorts of things happen. And just a quick update, the details of all of these are on my website, www.colinoncars.com. But there's been a surfeit of new vehicle launches. There's the update to the Renault Triber. There's the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe, and it's got a very aggressive grille. It looks stylish, and I'm actually driving one at the moment, and it's got a very impressive new 8-speed gearbox. Haval have launched the Jolion, Nissan have launched the Magnite, Peugeot have introduced the updated 3008. So it's been rather hectic. It's in the face of a global shortage of stock, directly as a result of COVID and lockdowns and things like that, and a shortage of semiconductors in the industry. Dealers in South Africa are crying out for stock. Orders are being shortcut. So it's very difficult to see that there actually is a revival of the economy. The auto industry is growing. You can pick it up a little bit better in the commercial vehicles, which really is a great barometer of the state of the economy. And that is just trickling up with sales improving, so there is a bit of a turnaround coming, and that obviously is great for everyone. Unemployment is still a massive issue here in South Africa, and it's going to take a while to get the economy into full swing, but it's moving there. So things are exciting and looking up, and this is a short one for this week. And we'll have lots more going forward. It's great to be back. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.